us theories. We just needed to find Rose. Where could they have taken her? Back to Caleb's or Stellan's Island? I doubt they would have taken her back there, after the Novaks managed to break in before. I stared out at the ocean, a feeling of hopelessness swelling in the pit of my stomach. I wonder what happened to the real Micah, I murmured, although I was sure I already knew the answer. I doubted he'd still be living if the Black Witches were indeed behind this. Ibrahim sat down on the floor next to me, his back against the side of the boat as he continued staring at the hair, his brows furrowed. We sat in silence for the next few minutes, both of us trying to think of what to do next, but both failing. Eventually, the silence was getting on my nerves, so I stood up and reached down a hand for him to stand too. Let's just keep moving. Anywhere. I can't sit still like this. Let's just keep scouring the waters if we have to. Ibrahim heaved a deep sigh, then stood up. Both facing forward, we were about to vanish again when a loud thump sounded a few feet behind us. The boat shook. We whirled around to see two blonde women, witches, standing before us.
Brasolia?
Ibrahim gasped, staring at the older of the two. I recognized them instantly. Brasolia and Chilla Adrius, mother and daughter, belonging to the lineage of the Ageless. Ibrahim and I backed up on the boat, exchanging nervous glances. These were witches we couldn't afford to mess with. Their powers more than rivaled our own.
What are you?
Ibrahim began to say, but before he could finish his question, the two witches sprang forward, both leaping for our midriffs. I felt myself falling backward and braced myself to hit the water, but before we ever touched the ocean's surface, we vanished. A ferocious wind engulfed me. I could barely catch a breath before my feet met solid ground again, and I found myself staring down into a hole in the ground. A starry abyss. A gate. Ibrahim stood next to me, the two witches either side of us. Thick trees surrounded us. We were in some kind of forest. Where, I had no idea. As Ibrahim and I attempted to fight the hold they had on us, a force pushed us backward. We lost our footing and the abyss consumed us. As we were sucked downward, I caught a glimpse of the two witches leaping in after us. I reached for Ibrahim's hand, gripping it tight as we traveled at furious speed. I gasped as the end of the tunnel finally came into view. Sunshine blinded me as I hurtled out and landed on a grassy lawn. Ibrahim made contact with the ground a few feet away from me. Scrambling to his feet, Ibrahim gripped my arm and pulled me up. We raced back toward the gate as soon as the two witches shot out from it. But as we attempted to leap back through, our bodies froze mid-air, an invisible power keeping us from falling through, resisting the suction pulling us downward. We were sent hovering back toward the area we had landed first and dropped onto the grass. I cast my eyes around. A river flowed a few feet away from us, and a waterfall thundered about 500 meters away. The river glistened with precious gems, the banks lined with trees. I could have recognized this river in my sleep. It was the river that surrounded the main city of the Sanctuary. The Sanctuary. I could barely believe that I was back here. Brasolia stood up, Chilla close behind her as they approached us.
I'm sorry to do this to you, Ibrahim, she said, looking at my husband with genuine apology. You were loyal to my sister for so many years, but we just can't have you meddling with things.
What? Ibrahim spat.
No matter how much Ibrahim and I tried to break out of the spell Brasolia had us under, we couldn't. She was of the line of the Ageless, and against her and her daughter's powers combined, we had no hope. Once again, our surroundings disappeared, and this time when my vision came back into focus, we were standing in a large bedroom. Its walls were made of stark white marble, as were the floors. It was oval, and there was a beautifully carved four-poster bed in the center. Light satin curtains covering the open balcony doors blew in the breeze. There was a scent of flowers.
I'm sure you will find this place comfortable enough. It used to be yours, after all.
The two witches vanished before we could utter another word. I stared at Ibrahim. He still looked in a state of shock as he looked around the room. We both hurried over to the open balcony and attempted to vanish ourselves once again.